We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss journalism and the Julian Assange and Chelsea Manning case. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org and in the navigation, go to contact information. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization of the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, Marilyn from Ohio. How you doing, Marilyn?
How are you, Frank? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay tonight.
So, the topic is Julian Assange.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to mention an article on CNN dated May 31st about him being psychologically tortured. So apparently it's similar to being a TI. He probably does have some of the same attacks that we endure. So I think he was hospitalized for this breakdown. So unfortunately, you know, I wonder how many other people who are whistleblowers who have tried to get the status to get protected by another nation. I'm sure there's going to be hundreds of people like Julian. And I wonder, do they keep in touch with each other? Is there a list? Has anyone thought about that? I feel sorry for him. I think it's quite tragic. He's an American hero.
He certainly is. And it's up to the news to uncover plots against the people. It's up to the news to uncover plots against the government. It's up to the news to keep everyone up to date with what's going on. And that is what has failed. Mainstream media, mainstream news media in the United States is now controlled by the elites. We no longer hear the news that is correct. We hear the news that they are told to tell us. Go ahead, Meryl.
So I know that espionage may not be a term commonly heard in the United States, unless it's a movie. And espionage is the practice of spying or of using spies, typically by governments, to obtain political and military information. And apparently, this man, there were multiple charges against him from the United States, including 17 counts under the Espionage Act. hacking is, you know, this is a common activity across the planet, and I really am not knowledgeable enough to speak on hacking. But exposing corruption to the masses to protect the people, you know, like there should be certain standards for people. If you're using hacking to protect the people, that should be, you know, taken into consideration. You're not using it to destroy national security. You're exposing corruption. You're not using hacking to break into the World Bank or their personal banking information. It's to expose tyranny. One of my V2K perps gave me that word, ironically, just to be honest with my language. You know, that hacktivists can be classified as heroes. And I don't know what the laws are to protect them. You know, the old way would be to look into someone's mail, you know, maybe stealing Martin Luther King's mail or putting a small device, recording device in his lamp to hear his plans to free the blacks from white supremacist terrorism. I don't know who's on this call, but there are many hackers that are good people. Unfortunately, this is true.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And one of the other things they are most interested in is someone's garbage. They get more from someone's garbage than they do from their mail, because they can tell what kind of diet they have, what they're eating, how much money they're spending. They get cables, mail that perhaps was picked up at the post office. The garbage is a treasure trove for law enforcement. And Mr. Assange has a created, I believe, sexual assault, which is part of what got him out of the consulate in the UK. But apparently he has two counts of sexual molestation, one count of illegal coercion, and one count of rape. Now, the Swedish authorities issued a warrant on December the 6th, I believe that would be 2010. So he turned himself in to the London police. And after a series of hearings, the High Court actually dismissed his pending appeal. So there are a number of different ways they got him out of the Ecuadorian embassy. But that is the clincher right there. And the UN is totally against it. They have demanded that the US, UK, and Swedish authorities release him. So the United Nations apparently has no power over the UK, the US, or the Swedes. So you want to comment on that?
I'm having a little bit of interference with the gang stalking. It's remote neural monitoring, so I apologize. What was the gist of your statement, please?
He actually had a sexual assault that was pending in Sweden, and this was actually the method by which they got him out of the Ecuadorian embassy.
Okay, so as a TI, as a targeted individual, that is the common sneer to slam your character. And God help you if you're in the media like Assange. And you know, I don't believe it's true. Okay, you don't work that hard to liberate the people and then have an obsession with children and sexually assaulting women. I don't believe it. I believe it's a psyop to get, in particular, you know, especially Americans, this kind of attack on anyone that they are a sexual predator is a really tight attack, because even if you have no evidence of it, people will march behind you and say, well, then pull him out of there, because if he's been molesting girls and raping women, then we must expose him. It's a little bit late in the game. Most people are not really paying attention to Assange like they used to. So it's just, I'd say, you know, I wouldn't even think about him as a sexual predator. And also, you know, during Jim Crow in the South, white supremacist hatred to justify a lynch mob, which is what Assange is going through, which is what targeted individuals go through, it's that you're a sexual predator on children and that you've raped girls or women and or you want to. And then you are murdered in front of hundreds of people in the town square. And that's the kind of mind control they use on weak-minded people across the globe, just make some blind accusation about them being a threat to our sexuality, and lots of people will fall for it.
Marilyn, we might have our round table after all. We have Papa from Tennessee and Chris from Las Vegas. I know them both. Would you like to join in with them or stay solo? Marilyn?
Oh, yeah, the more the merrier.
Okay. how you doing, Papa? How you doing, Chris? Come on and join in on the conversation.
Very well. Go ahead, Papa.
Yeah, oh, Papa here. I got Mama with me tonight to listen in for the first time. So, wow, great topic. I decided to go live on YouTube tonight, asked my son how to do it, and post, and my God, every neighbor up and down the line packed up and bolted out, and all the vehicles had phony license plates, had dealer plates on them, you know, those temporaries, as I was outside recording live, and, you know, last night was Halloween, and we had no visitors.
Oh, yeah,
we watched them.
I also had no visitors.
Yeah, we watched them on our security cameras. I have 16 cameras posted out there, which are worthless some nights because they can hack right into them, even though they're not online. But the only people, actually, we did, I'm going to be honest, we had a couple people come, but they were drive-ups, probably from other neighborhoods. But I was out there at one point in the shadows because I could sense that people were walking deliberately around the house. And when we first bought this house and moved here, we did a really bitchin' Halloween thing because, you know, my wife and I are witches and we love this season. And we did the nachos and the hot cocoa, of course, the candy, and lit it up and did speakers. And everybody loved us the first year. Then nobody showed up, virtually nobody showed up the second year. And then last night it was a deliberate walk around. Heard a child go, "Mommy, is that the house?" And she goes, "Yes." Walk to the other side of the street quickly, quickly, and ushered all the kids over. So I think that story or that rumor has been implanted in their heads. But watching every one of the neighbors pack up when I went YouTube live tonight, was so disturbing and so upsetting, and it really kind of set me sideways. So that's my input for right now. I'm going to let you talk because what you're talking about is so balls on. And, you know, like Edward, they really blasted Assange. I mean, you've gotta get him up in the town square, you know, and let him be executed publicly.
This is what I will say. We have to keep Assange in the news all the time. That's the only place he is safe. If we forget him for a moment, we will lose him. And
absolutely.
That's one of the reasons why we have to stick together. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Absolutely. And now that you said that, absolutely. You don't want to not pay attention to what's happening to him and then get a newsreel that he's dead from a heart attack.
Mike from Kentucky will also be joining us. Come on in, Mike.
Well, good evening. I hope everybody's ready to have a good weekend over here in this regime change ice age we might be having.
Right.
It's cold over here.
Mike, I'm down here on the border, Kentucky, Clarksville.
Take the last train to Clarksville. I'll meet you at the station.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, Mike, what we're speaking about is Julian Assange and the fact
that... He's probably only genuine whistleblower that we can be sure of because of the way he's being treated.
Well, our First Amendment rights are being threatened up and down. If he goes to prison for this, you can probably kiss the First Amendment goodbye, because it is not Assange that's on trial here. It's the will of the people that is on trial here, and Mr. Assange. So we cannot let this drop. We must keep it up in the news all the time. And unfortunately, the mainstream news does nothing for the U.S.
You're telling me
the media is controlled. We know that.
Oh, yeah, I've got proof of that.
Oh, I do, too. I can't tell you how many times I've called up. And, I mean, I'm sure like the rest of everybody in the room and or listening in, I mean, we've all got tons of proof stacked up. You know, 4K video and phone calls don't lie. You know, I actually had a office manager at a doctor's office say, "What's your word against mine?" And I cannot repeat or reiterate 1,000 times, "No, it's your word against yours. It's your voice. It's you saying the shit you're saying." So when you've got all that proof and they still don't listen or they still don't call you back, I just got a text from a friend today that said, "Why are you fucking ghosting me?" And I said, "I have not got a call from you in September, no text messages." And I sent her screenshots and she sent back what she had done. And she's one of 20 people in the last week or 2 weeks since I originally jumped on this board. Everything's going haywire now. The volume is 1,000% higher.
Okay, we have a commercial coming up. I trust the four of you will hang in there. Thank you for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss the First Amendment, journalism, and the Julian Assange, Chelsea Manning story. We have a roundtable discussion going, and we're going to get right back to it just in a couple of minutes. As soon as I find out what I'm doing here. Okay, Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. Caller ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. And Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference is in session right now. And that's where I will be going after I leave here. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. Just go to YouTube. In the search box, type in Targeted Massachusetts, and all of our videos should pop up. We have a chat associated with this call, and it is targetedmass.chatango.com, chatango.com. The Schumann Resonance has been at 21 for 3 days in a row, which is a far cry from the 50 that it was 4 days ago, since the normal reading should be 7.83 hertz. Okay, we have one bit of really good news today, and that's the United Nations Special Report on Torture to address no-touch torture in March of 2020. And this comes from PAX International and Janet Phelan. Okay, guys, let's continue with Julian Assange.
I've got a couple of things for you, Frank.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Just Chris in Las Vegas. It's clear to me that Julian Assange has obviously been victimized by, at the very least, psychochemical lobotomy and perhaps other forms of psyche mind-wiping tortures. His incoherent, basically incompetent, not able to communicate clearly appearance in the recent so-called sham legal show trial, communist show trial court, clearly pointed that out. And of course, he was being railroaded in this steamrolling of this legal scheme they're using to try to assassinate this reporter, a due diligent investigator of journalism expertise, such as yourself, myself, and others on this call, like Michael and Marilyn and many others that call and listen to this show, who've been targeted by the deep state actors. In fact, I had a very intriguing visitation for Halloween, All Hallows Eve, yesterday, which curiously here in Nevada is also Nevada Day from the October 31st, 1864, Nevada Constitution implementation. I had a couple of trick-or-treaters come to my door that were posing as undercover investigators, giving me some sham legal fictitious paperwork and summoning me to my own so-called appeal, which is absolutely absurd and nonsensical at the very best, if not devious. But when you're a targeted individual, you have to be constantly on guard, eternally vigilant, and hyper-aware of what's going on around you. And with that, I'll turn it back to Mike and the other astute speakers on the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies first. Marilyn, go ahead.
Okay. Freedom of speech, freedom to exercise this. Remote neural monitoring, which is really the when we need the hacking experts who are here to help us, that exposing that your computer and cell phone and all these smart devices like your television, your washer and dryer, so on, the 5G network, that it's really about hacking your brain. So therefore, the government is hacking our brain and hooking us up to a computer. Now, there's nothing positive about this, but I'm wondering from the other TIs that have this as part of their program, that you are connected to a computer. Do you believe it's possible that you can retrieve data from a computer?
Okay, we have to go to commercial, guys. Republic Broadcasting Network. Right back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name, once again, is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss First Amendment rights, journalism, and the Julian Assange Chelsea Manning saga.
Hello?
Hi, I just wanted to get one thing out. you can call into the show live and ask a question or join at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. If I don't say that, no one will call in. And our producer has informed us that we can have the rest of the night commercial free. So we will have at it. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Or whatever it is. I'd like to inform y'all that you're on 204-10, 99, and 12 Spectrum, TV10 of Moray, Kentucky, for the next the rest of the hour. So please keep that in mind. So far, the language I've heard is not as bad as a lot of country music videos I've heard in recent years.
But everybody hears,
try to keep it out of the gutter or sewer speak as much as we can because, you know, we are in the Bible Belt there.
Okay, yeah. No, we have a lot of good people here. Let me see. Marilyn, I think, was speaking at the time of the last commercial break.
Okay, so Manning, God bless her, brave woman. So she unloads hundreds of thousands of SIGACs, significant activity about the military-industrial complex, into WikiLeaks drop site. This was before returning to Iraq. So if you ever wanted to see a true, powerful woman, Chelsea Manning is that maybe there's hope for a remote neural monitoring coming out, since it is a military-grade weapon. I have faith that someone in the military will be a whistleblower and come forward. And I hope that they're inspired by Manning, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and we must pray for these people that anyone who wants to expose corruption in the United States government, they should be protected by the people. Unfortunately, the people, many of the people of the United States are not educated. They don't know the Constitution. They don't know the law. They're not informed politically about what's happening in our country, some of which, many of these families, hardworking as they are not interested in being part of that narrative. So ignorance might be the downfall of the country, apathy and ignorance. So we might need to get out into the community and re-educate people.
I'd like to interject that if we don't take a day out of a two-week period and protest, this nation is going to go down by the bow. And no one is protesting this. They are allowing everything that has happened in this country just to go on so they can drive their Mercedes with their steel-belted radials and go home and say, leave me alone, and brush away the world. Well, it doesn't work that way anymore. The world is closing in. The elites are closing in. We don't have time to drive our Mercedes home, put it in the garage, and say, leave me alone. We have to fight. So it's my recommendation that we take a two-week period, and during that two-week period, people take some time off from work, a day, and protest for that day. Organize, because if you don't, all hell's going to break loose. I've done the research. I can see it. It's not good. So we have to fight. Just remember that. We have to fight. We have to protest. We have to get these people out of office that are doing this. Okay, back to the round table. Actually, I'm part of the round table. Go ahead.
Well, I got a couple of good news items here real quick. Attorney General shut down some kind of fraudulent telemarketing operation here in Kentucky, but talk about telemarketing and fraudulent stuff. I mean, how many ghosts are in the machine just in the telephones? I had a friend want me to come and set up their Alexa speaker, and I'm like, the first thing I would do if you some reason you're handicapped or something, you have to use an Alexa, is to change the name of it so nobody can call up and prank your Alexa with your voicemail or with your answer machine. You know, because a lot of people in Kentucky now, I think it's 70% of Americans will not answer calls because they don't they don't recognize the number, and so they use an answer machine, speakerphone to screen their calls. So it would be fun if you're not home, you don't know when somebody's home. If you don't change that Alexa, you could, somebody's voicemail kicks on, you could say, Alexa, add milk to my click list, and it ends up on your on your shopping list or something. Confirm order. But it's kind of silly that we have all these telephony devices that have all these back doors into them. I mean, and they're all throughout our life. The silly thing about that Attorney General story is the guy, Andy Beshear, was within 75 feet of where this feller had a smartphone do a hot microphone and kind of the Snowden, whatever you think of Snowden, I don't know, ant catalog tool that was leaked called Optic Nerve and Picasso, all these software-defined radios, the microphones, you never know when they're hot, when they're listening. And, of course, they can use that to profile you and everybody around you beyond just tracking you for your habits and where you go. But this one guy, I called him up and left him a voicemail message, and I recorded this and said, hey, guy, I'm going to put this on my Facebook and my YouTube. Well, some friend of his grabbed his phone because it wasn't he didn't know how to use it. He was new to him, and he's kind of special needs. So they put it on speakerphone, not caring about his privacy. Said, hey, man, you got a voicemail message. And he goes, well, I don't know how to answer a voicemail message. So they put it on speakerphone, and his whole crew of people that he was sitting with heard me tell them that I heard everything they were talking about, and I was going to put it on my Facebook. Well, they all had a cow and scared the guy to death. He stayed in his apartment for weeks having seizures, afraid to go out. He was going to be arrested by police because they accused him of recording them. And I already told him about this. I told him not to get a smartphone because you might as well call it an ankle bracelet. And, of course, I told, via the so-called FTP file transfer protocol folders in 2009, all across this country, ABC and NBC affiliates, I posted a video where I had a recording of this type of thing happening here at my TV studio. And you could hear this entire living room of chaos with children playing and mom yelling at them, leave that alone. And you couldn't hang up on it. It was, I think, if it wasn't harassment, it's a glitch in their 702 authority to either, well, a private detective finally, when he believed me, said, well, I think they're harassing you, Mike. And, of course, I've demonstrated this multiple times to local cable audience here in Morehead, Kentucky, you know, the town of Kim Davis, which I think his whole town's been targeted. And Bradley cannot change his Y chromosome, I'm sorry. I think he needs to look at endocrine disruptors, all the mutagens, all the plasticizers, fire retardants. There's phthalates in the macaroni and cheese from Kraft. I mean, what kind of witchcraft is that? The endocrine disruptor, mutagenic chemicals in the fake powder macaroni and cheese. I talked to an industrial hygienist about this.
We need to get back to Julian Assange.
Well, I'm talking about Julian Assange.
Okay.
He's targeted with this kind of chemical warfare that's being used on all of us. It messes with your bowel bugs, and it messes with your brain chemistry. And so, you know,
I think that you're right. I think you're right. And I want to say, in addition to that, they're using different technologies to hurt the masses. Manning is still in prison, though. Okay? And so she is not going to go to grand jury. She's not going to testify. And she's going to be fined every year that she refuses to testify. Now, we might want to consider writing her letters. She's probably hooked up to remote neural monitoring. Okay? And she should be in the press just as much as Assange, that the women of the targeted individual community, women activists, and may I remind everyone, the centennial for women having the right to vote is 2020, that we should get behind her as women and as men and to reach out to her and get her press. We need to put her back. They could be doing anything to her, especially with these military-grade weapons, chemical, neurological, nanotechnology. They could be putting things in her food. She could be getting medical care. We don't know what they're doing to her body and her brain, and God help her.
Scientific American is finally questioning 5G safety, by the way. That's another piece of good news I want to mention.
Great.
Can you repeat that, Mike? Mike, what'd you say about 5G?
Scientific American, if you've ever, it's a dry read, but I've tried, you know, many a issue I've tried to read back in the day, and they apparently are finally questioning 5G safety. There's an article about it up on Blacklisted News and republicbroadcasting.org.
20,000 scientists all over the world have warned, and they have questioned it, and they have questioned it for years. They question the first generation, the very low microwaves coming from the first generation in comparison or by comparison. But this fifth generation, I don't know what they're thinking of. I'd rather see them use PLC, which is power line communication. And they would have to lay no cables. They wouldn't have to touch a thing. Just plug it in. But that's another topic I'm going to try and get within the next few days. And I'd like to hear some more on Julian Assange from you guys. And it's my opinion, as I've said, First Amendment rights are at stake.
For 60-some years here in Kentucky, in the late 40s, I read an interview on WLAP-FM, AM 630, from like 1947. They were trying to get the Kentucky Constitution changed for a fifth time to get rid of the, quote, rhetorical flourishes from the Enlightenment period, and that includes the idea that you have God-given rights. Now, Julian Assange and Manning, I think we can pray all we can for them, but their character is something they're going to have to work on themselves, I'm afraid. I mean, there's a lot of things that they've could have done to themselves, and of course, him being isolated out of the sunshine and whatever else they did to him in that embassy, is not totally his fault. But I think they ran an op on Julian Assange where they had two or at least one woman that was an intelligence operative trying to charge him with that so-called sex by surprise, and that's he's been on the run ever since on that. And they went home, went to bed with him. But the next morning, they said no, and that's a crime in whatever country that was, Sweden. And so one of them fled the country, and it looks like she was an intelligence operative, probably trying to set him up for that conviction. But now he did that to himself, And so if you want the hedge of protection, you got to kind of let go of some of this idolatry, and stop saying that you can't, you can't control yourself or something. I don't know. I mean,
I agree with you on one point. As a TI, that where they can see through my eyes with my neurological whole system is uploaded onto a computer, I have chosen to abstain for most sexual activity, okay? I'm not going to sacrifice myself in that way to be viewed sexually, and that's up to each TI, each whistleblower, each citizen, and I believe most people are hooked up and don't know it. But unfortunately, I'm not going to tell a man to abstain from sex, because you could get set up. Who knows? He could have got mind control to perform sex.
He could have got scopolamine. Decades.
They program your. They can program your brain, and I'm sure that they've tried many programs on Julian's brain. He's a genius. He was a genius child in Australia. And so if you have children and you do have an offspring has an incredibly high IQ, you may want to keep an eye on him because the deep state will want that person. They recruit geniuses into the military, and these people are Manning and all these other people who are quite clever, and they watch these young people. I have two cousins who are computer programmers and the military offered them a job. They could have worked for anyone. So they seduced the young, bright American youth, and we don't want them having access to our children's brains now, do we? Because We want people to be heroic. We want a beautiful earth that's clean and safe. We don't want to have to keep hoping there's going to be another whistleblower to save us. We have to work together collectively, and we need to help Julian and Manning, and so that if there's another whistleblower, they'll have more incentive to expose something critical, and not worry, you know, will the people protect me like they did Julian Assange? I'm sure there's a lot of other whistleblowers in prison, and we just don't know who they are.
No kidding. The news media is not reliable for that. It's a wonder, it's a wonder there's a lot more that aren't in prison. And I think they probably, in a way, they're panicked because they're spying in on so many of us that they're overwhelmed. I mean, the Bluffdale, Utah, is as big as the university I'm sitting beside, and I've done a photo comparison of it from the football field all the way across the town of Moorhead, the entire campus. That's how big Bluffdale is. And they use 6.5 million gallons of water a month just to cool that complex out there in Utah. And you can go back and look at 2015. There is an article in National Geographic that has a diagram of the world's fiber optic networks. And at the footnote at the bottom, it says all of the world's metadata for phones is less than 1% of the entire world's traffic. And that's just the metadata. So... Wow. That would fit where I'm sitting in this room, according to William Binney, in the memory module. So obviously Bluffdale, San Antonio, Menwith, Canterbury, Australia, and the new complex are building on Fort Meade. It's as big as a 36-hole golf course because of the environmental impact study. We know about that. Obviously, they're slurping all the content they can, encrypted or not. It's like a giant VCR just vacuuming up the entire planet. And at some point, they hope to be able to decrypt anything that's encrypted, but all of this is sifted and sorted for your X key score file and all your known associates.
The file, this whole thing. This is what I want to say this really quick. Remote neural monitoring, synthetic telepathy is the computer of now. Your brain is getting hacked. You don't need your cell phone. All they have to do is get Manning's brain, and they have been in her brain. They don't need to look at your cell phone and look at your TV and look at your computer any longer. It is a new era of technology that they are listening to your thoughts, and they're reading your information, what you say, and they see what you see. I have gang stalkers who are hooked up to my brain who don't even have a television or cell phone. That's how poor they are.
Do you try to feed the nerves to calm the inflammation and block this stuff? Have you tried things like cod liver oil, high-dose vitamin D, B-complex, alpha-lipoic acid, L-carnitine? There's ways to calm the inflammation in your brain and quiet this agitation down to where I don't think, well, their weapons probably would not be as effective. And so there's a lot of, we're exposed to so much in the way of antibiotics that it's killing off our gut bugs. As I mentioned earlier, there's several things that do that besides the plasticizers, which have antibiotic effects. And like I say, there's phthalates in the salt and the macaroni and cheese fake powder, microplastics in the bottled water. All of these have antibiotic and detach us from our natural gut flora, which produce B-complex and serotonin, which help you sleep better because it makes you wide awake during the day. And so, you know, all these blue screens, turn out the blue on everything you can. If you are stuck at work and have to use it, get into the menu of that monitor, turn the blue all the way down on your phones, on your tablets, TVs, especially after about 7 o'clock at night. There's strategies here to make the problems calm down and it'll make it a lot harder, I think, for them to agitate your nervous system.
Yeah.
Whether or not they can still do
Mike,
what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. You were talking about the size of universities and whatnot. You know, down here in Clarksville that they are they're building right now a Google campus that's bigger, that just hails the one in NorCal up there near San Jose.
And my son, who's an Army reservist, is getting an advanced law degree. Wow, I'm speaking and they're just blowing exhaust right by me. Anyway, he's out there guarding this facility, and I went out and took a look at it, and I used to work somewhat in construction. I worked for a rental company, and I was a sales rep. But, yeah, so I understand construction. And this campus they're building here in Clarksville is a monster. And the shit that's going in there, it's insane. It's really insane, the amount of underground things that are going in. And so I didn't know if you were aware of that.
A lot of these Googleplex server farms are using the equivalent of electricity for something crazy like 30,000 homes. So that's why they're pushing us toward these LED lights, which the LED lights are also causing problems, premature aging, vision problems, and like I say, they mess with your melatonin, serotonin, brain hormones, and the electricity that they use is ridiculous. I mean, the amount of electricity they're using is just, you know, where's the environmentalists protesting this? You know, okay, we're being asked to use less and less electricity, low
can
energy light
allow,
bulbs.
Everyone else to say good night, and we're just about out of time.
I just noticed the time. Yeah, time is short, isn't it?
Sure is.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah, my wife just pointed out that this Googleplex that's going in is taking 2 to 4 times longer to build than it should. And I think somebody touched on it earlier and said people just want to go home. Morgan Freeman said it in Chain Reaction. People just want to go home and eat their TV dinners and blob in front of the TV. And with the job market, you know, if you starve a population and then you throw them some crackers, you know, they'll kill themselves to get it.
We're out of time, folks. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Chris, Mike, and Marilyn. Thank you so much, Marilyn. And I'd like to thank my audience, and I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.